You're listening to SBS News.
The Cancer Council estimates 951 women will be diagnosed with cervical cancer this year, and 256 are expected to die from the disease in 2019 alone. Cervical cancer is one of the most preventable cancers, with vaccination now preventing infection with the most common cancer-causing strains of the human papillomavirus, the virus that causes almost all cervical cancers. For women who have not been vaccinated, screening tests can pick up these strains of HPV early enough to successfully treat the virus before it causes problems. In 2017, the government introduced a 5-yearly HPV test, replacing the 2-yearly pap smear test. But Joe Toomer, the CEO of the Australian Cervical Cancer Foundation, says recent research by the foundation reveals a lack of understanding about the new test.
What we're seeing is that there is a lot of confusion out there, a lot of people not understanding that things have changed, and we're seeing that nearly 50% of women are not up to date with their screening. So that prompted us to undertake a consumer survey just to find out, you know, what the confusion is, what the misconceptions are, and what the barriers are to women coming in and getting this very sophisticated and advanced life-saving test that can screen for HPV and will reduce cervical cancer by at least another 30% in Australia.
The introduction of the National Cervical Screening Program in 1991 saw the mortality rate from cervical cancer drop by half. The program offered a free pap smear test every 2 years to women aged between 18 and 70. But under the new cervical screening test program, most women aged between 25 and 74 will now be tested every 5 years instead. About a quarter of the women surveyed by the Cervical Cancer Foundation said embarrassment was a factor when it comes to booking a test. The foundation wants to see screening rates increase from 50% to at least 70%. Mr. Toomer wants to get the message out there. Even if women are found to have HPV, early detection is likely to prevent invasive treatment for cancer later on.
If they find it, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's gone on to the infection's gone on to cause any abnormalities. In fact, last year, there was approximately 25,000 women found through screening to have a cervical abnormality. And because it was found early, they were able to be treated immediately and very effectively. If we didn't have such an effective cervical screening test, we wouldn't have found those 25,000 women, and there's every prospect that they could have gone on from having a cervical abnormality to actually having cancer and having to deal with that.
The changes in the length of time between cervical screening tests is because of the success of the HPV vaccination program, which was introduced in 2006. Adele Modolo is the executive director of the Multicultural Centre for Women's Health. She says while vaccination rates are high in Australia, new young migrants coming into the country who may not have attended secondary school here will have missed out on the vaccination program. Ms. Modolo believes young men and women should be vaccinated as soon as they enter the country to protect themselves and others from infection.
There's a gap in that program because 80% of people from migrant and refugee communities arrive in Australia after their secondary school is completed. So they completely miss out on any opportunities to vaccinate. So I think that's something that we could think about, vaccinating people on their arrival to Australia. Unless, of course, it does exist within their country of origin, and that's a possibility. But I would say that most people wouldn't have access to that vaccination when they arrive in Australia.
And there is another factor. The Cervical Cancer Foundation survey revealed more than a quarter of women said they didn't book a test because they were embarrassed or had fears they might smell or weren't normal. Family Planning New South Wales provides reproductive and sexual health services, including cervical screening tests. Dr. Claire Bomer is with the service. She says for women who feel uncomfortable about getting a screening test, it can help if a patient tells their doctor about their fears before beginning the test.
It's a fairly sort of personal examination for various reasons. Women aren't very comfortable with that type of examination. Women have had potentially traumatic experiences being examined before, or sexual experiences often, you know, may feel a bit apprehensive or never had one before, can be apprehensive about having a cervical screening test. So I certainly make a point with my patients of letting them be in control when I'm doing these screening test and letting them ask me to stop or tell me at any point in time they're uncomfortable. But yeah, it's still the same sort of experience for a woman to have this new test as it was with the old cervical screening test needing sort of a pelvic examination at the same time.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.